Welcome to BK Talks Business, the podcast where we dive into the world of entrepreneurship with practical insights and actionable tips. I'm BK, your host, a project and operations management professional, and I am thrilled to have you join me. Over the next 30 days, we'll be delving into 30 systems in 30 days. Each episode of this series is designed to be short, sweet, and power-packed with valuable information geared at helping you get your business to run like a well-oiled machine. And at the end of 30 days, you will have a pretty good list of the systems in your business that, if optimized, can take you to the next level by being more efficient. Let's get started. Hi there. Let's talk sales today. What's your sales system like? How is it performing and how can it be improved? Keep track of your sales performance by implementing a structured sales process and tracking system. Streamline your approach to selling with the tools that you use. Take a look at your sales pipeline and make the necessary adjustments. Okay, so what are some best practices for having a really good sales system? The first thing you want to do is to make sure that you know each stage of your sales process, from lead generation to closing the deal. Make sure that there is clarity and consistency. Each and every touch point that a customer or potential customer has with your business, you should know it. All right. The second thing is to have clear criteria for qualifying leads and progressing them through the sales funnel, because you really want this to be efficient and to be focused. The way they move through your sales funnel needs to be crystal clear right from the beginning. The third thing that is evident of a successful sales system is using customer relationship management software. This helps you track leads, to manage your interactions with your potential customers, and to monitor your sales progress. The third thing is to train your sales team, providing comprehensive training to your sales team on the sales process, giving them effective communication techniques, and training them on how to use your CRM, that customer relationship management software, training them how to use that effectively and consistently, because you don't want things falling through the cracks because somebody forgot to mark something as done or fill something in within the tool. So, yeah. Fifth is regularly review and refine, continuously refine your sales process. And this happens when you review your sales process and your performance metrics on a regular basis. This helps you identify areas for improvement and to refine your approach, like the way that you're interacting with your potential customers or the way potential customers are interacting with you at each stage, at each touch point of your business. Remember? So we need to regularly look back at that and see if we can identify areas that where we can improve and refine. So how would we go about implementing a good sales process? First of all, we need to evaluate what is currently going on. What is our current sales process? Can we identify strengths? Can you identify weaknesses? Can you identify areas within your current process that needs to be enhanced or that needs to be strengthened or that needs to be streamlined? Then create a structured sales pipeline that aligns with your business objectives. So take what you know already, the strengths, the weaknesses, and then create something that is strong and that aligns with your business objectives, that incorporates the stages of sales, such as prospecting, qualifying, presenting, and closing sales. And then number three, choose a CRM solution. So choose a customer relationship management solution that meets your business needs and that integrates with your existing systems and workflows. You can also customize your CRM setup, because a sales process can be quite unique to a business. So you can set up your CRM to reflect your sales process, including, you know, the necessary custom fields, the necessary workflows that your team goes through, and the necessary automation tools that make sense for your team. And then train and onboard your team. Provide thorough training and onboarding of your sales team on using your system effectively and following the new optimized sale process. And the last thing you want to keep an eye on here is how this new system is going. Just like before, the best practices that we talked about in reviewing and in reviewing your sales process, you want to be on constant review of your current sales, your new optimized sale process, to see if it is performing in the way that you hope it is, and then look for ways to improve and to tweak. So streamlining this process and getting the team on board, onboarded and trained, will help you reduce redundancies and inefficiencies. And it will allow your team to focus on high value activities within the sales process. It will help you gain insight on your sales pipeline, because you have the metrics front and center. Performance metrics will help you forecast more efficiently and will help you make decisions more effectively too. It'll also help you with better lead management. So effectively tracking and managing leads through your sales funnel will help you follow up in a timely manner and to maximize conversion rates. There's nothing worse than somebody coming in to your business world. They're a new lead, they're curious, but then there's no follow-up sequence after that because they just get lost in everything that's going on. But if your sales system is streamlined in a way where you can see how people are progressing through your pipeline, then you can catch those leads right at the beginning and guide them gently and hopefully, which is our aim, converting them into buying customers. And it helps. Finally, it will help you with accountability, because clear accountability within your sales team will be done through defined roles, defined responsibilities, and performance metrics. And all this is to optimize your sales process and your tracking system so that you can identify and capitalize on opportunities more effectively, which will lead us, hopefully, this is our goal, it'll lead us to increased sales conversions and revenue growth. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of 30 Systems in 30 Days. I so appreciate the time that you do take to listen. And I also appreciate your time, to your commitment to business excellence. I'll chat again with you tomorrow on another episode. Bye for now.